Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading. To order The Juice for your classroom or family, visit us at thejuicelearning.com.
Welcome back to The Deep Dive. Well, the first story is about Cuba.
Okay.
The Biden administration removed them from the U.S. list of state sponsors of terrorism.
Yeah, that's a pretty big policy shift. Looks like one of the main things behind the decision was this push for human rights in Cuba.
Yeah.
Apparently, the Cuban government agreed to release a bunch of political prisoners.
Huh.
That was probably, like, a key factor in the decision.
It seems like this is part of a bigger thing to, like, improve relations between the two countries.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we should remember that Cuba's been under U.S. sanctions for decades, and being on that terrorism list really limited them even more, you know, participating in the global economy. So removing them could open up all kinds of opportunities for trade and investment and stuff.
That's actually a good conversation to have with kids.
Oh, absolutely. You know, you could even talk about, like, the different perspectives on it. Some people say that engaging with Cuba is the best way to make things better.
Right.
And others think that keeping the pressure on is better, like through sanctions.
Okay, let's move on to the next one.
Yeah.
This story is about animal welfare.
Okay.
It's about a Cavalier King Charles Spaniel named Rosebud, who was rescued from a puppy mill.
Oh, those are awful. They really are a problem. They just care about money, you know, more than the animals.
Yeah, and they're often kept in really terrible conditions.
Yeah, cramped and dirty.
Poor Rosebud was in really rough shape when she was rescued. But the amazing thing is she's a certified therapy dog now, bringing joy to people in hospitals and nursing homes.
That's wonderful. What a turnaround. It's a good opportunity to talk to kids about, you know, being responsible pet owners.
Yeah.
And, like, supporting those organizations that rescue animals.
Yeah. And you can even talk about resilience with this story.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Rosebud went through a lot, but she came out the other side ready to help people.
It's a powerful message.
It is.
Speaking of powerful messages, the next thing on The Juice isn't really a news story.
Oh, yeah.
It's a quote from Muhammad Ali.
The one about service?
Yeah. Service to others is the rent you pay for your room here on Earth.
Yeah, that's a good one. It's simple, but it means a lot. Kids of all ages could get something out of that.
Definitely.
You could ask them what they think it means. Like, how do they think they can pay rent?
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
It could lead to a good conversation about, you know, their role in the community and how important it is to contribute to something bigger than themselves. And, you know, this actually ties in nicely with the Cuba and Rosebud stories.
Oh, yeah.
There are so many ways to serve other people, whether it's advocating for human rights or just caring for animals in your community.
That's true.
Yeah.
Okay, so moving on now to something that affects a lot of families directly.
Okay.
Food. The FDA has finally banned red dye 3.
Really?
It's a food coloring.
Oh, wow. It's about time. There's been so much debate about whether it's safe or not.
I know.
There was research that linked it to cancer in lab animals.
Yeah. And even though the science can be complicated, a lot of consumer groups have been pushing for this ban for years.
Right.
They were worried about potential health risks, especially for kids.
That makes sense. This is a good time to talk to kids about food safety.
Yeah.
And how the government decides what we can and can't eat.
Yeah, you could even talk about how scientific research works and how they use data to make decisions.
Exactly. Like, how do we balance possible risks and benefits when we choose what to eat?
That's a great question.
Yeah.
Okay, last one for today. Sinkholes.
Oh, yeah. Those are scary. They're a growing problem in a lot of parts of the country. They can cause a lot of damage.
And sometimes they can even be dangerous.
Yeah.
The story talks about this recent incident in Pennsylvania. A sinkhole killed somebody.
Wow, that's terrible. It really makes you think about nature. You know, how powerful it is.
Yeah. And how important it is to understand the risks around us.
Yeah.
You could talk about things like keeping up with infrastructure.
Right.
Land use planning.
Yeah.
And knowing about the geology of your area.
That's a good one.
Well, we've definitely given our listeners a lot to think about and hopefully some good conversation starters, too.
I think so, yeah.
And if anyone wants to see the full stories and everything, they can always go to The Juice.
Yeah, it's a good way to stay up to date with what kids are learning.
So until next time, keep exploring and asking questions and diving deep.
See you then.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice Today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.